Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Have you ever tried to convince anyone that Jesus is the only way to heaven? If you have, did you use John 14:6 as your proof? In this passage, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, reread the passage. Where does it say Jesus is the only way to heaven? Heaven isn't even mentioned in the passage. The passage says Jesus is the only way to the Father. But one might say, yes, but the Father is in heaven, right? So this is just semantics. What difference does it make how you say it? It makes a significant difference. Consider, if you are a grandparent and your grandchildren were coming for a visit, would it matter to you if your grandchildren were excited about coming because they love to play in your yard or because they were excited to see you? Also, if due to work you've been separated from your spouse for over a month, would it matter to you if your spouse was excited to get home because he loves his house or because he loves you? Of course, it would matter. One may ask, what's the difference if Jesus is the only way to heaven or the Father? Well, the answer to that is relationship. One is a place, the other is a person. One is a gift, the other is the giver. Should we not be more interested in going to see our Heavenly Father than seeing the things that belong to Him? When being with our Heavenly Father becomes our goal, and heaven is just a perk that comes from being with Him, we'll have our priorities right. And may God richly bless you, and have a great day.